Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is somebody here this morning? Somebody here this morning? I want you to give God some praise. And I want you to bless the name of God wherever you are. And I want you to share the link. Share the link. We have come before the Most High God. We have come before the Most High God. Wherever you are, I want you to share the link and join me to say thank you, Jesus. Join me to say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wow. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Isn't God so good? Give God some praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know wherever you are. I want you to bless the name of God. Just thank God. Just thank God. Just thank God. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Yes, Lord. In the next few minutes, I just want you to bless the name of the living God. Just worship God. Just worship God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Tell someone that we are praying this morning. Tell someone we are praying this morning. Oh, goodness, 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 goodness. Goodness. Tell somebody we are praying, we are praying, we are praying. Melega sonta la baradabo. Just tell somebody we are praying this morning. I believe so strongly that there is something for us. There is something for us.
Thanksgiving service.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Adabasha badaba. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. people of God. God bless you so much for being here. This morning, God has made it possible for us to awake from our slumber. I want you to understand that it is not by your might and it's not by your power. It is not by anything you have accomplished of yourself. This too is a mercy of God. And you need to understand that once there is life, that life must be lived to give glory and honor to God. I submit to you, child of God, that this is another opportunity to give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor he deserves. Hallelujah. Please, can you all hear me? Can you hear me clearly? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Felengras kivara dilo. Sholo bratazaya. Pevenokidato somata. Kefum papashua. Hallelujah. I want to welcome Samira, Osmanu, and then Mashal for joining us tonight. I pray that God will cover you. I pray that God will work good things in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's move into the Word of God. Today, I'm going to minister on a few things. So, flow with me. I want to talk about a few things. Let's run quickly to the book of Psalm chapter 58. Psalm chapter 58. Tekla sobra tatatai. Montogro sevara dias. Psalm 58. Are you there? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, I will be speaking on a few things, and it is my desire that you gain a lot of understanding even from these things. Okay. Psalm chapter 58. Now, when you read from the verse 1, Bible says that, "Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O ye sons of men?" Verse 2, "Yea, in your heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth." Now, let me stay on the verse 2, even the first part of the verse 2. The Bible says that, "Yea, in your heart ye work wickedness." Now, for the sake of understanding, I want us to look at this portion of scripture in different translations. I want us to look at this portion of scripture in different translations for the sake of gaining even a better understanding. Now, if you are here with me, I want you to grab your Bible, grab your notebook and your pen, and pay attention, because this is really going to bless you. All right? So, we are looking at Psalm chapter 58 with the emphasis on the first part of the verse 2. Right? Now, look at this. Let's look at the NLT. The NLT says, "No, you plot injustice in your hearts." That's the NLT. "No, you plot injustice in your hearts." And the ISV, that's the International Standard Version, says, as a matter of fact, in your heart, you plan iniquities. In your heart. In your heart. Now, the ESV says that, no, in your heart, you devise wrong. Sometimes, you know, it's easy to get confused with the King James, because the King James says that in your heart you work wickedness. Someone may not understand wickedness, working wickedness. So what the Bible is actually speaking about is that in the heart we plan, we devise. And when you look at the beginning of the book of Psalm chapter number 58, you realize that it begins with a question. And the question is, do you speak righteousness? Do you judge uprightly? Then, now the answer to the question comes in the verse 2, which says that no, you don't speak righteousness. No, you don't judge rightly, but rather you devise, you purpose, you plan evil in your hearts. Now, I'm gonna explain why I am teaching you this. Now, the title of my message tonight is It Is In The Heart. Can you type it with me? It Is In The Heart. That's my topic for this morning. It Is In The Heart. Because I need you to understand that certain things are not just mere actions. Those actions you see people do, or the choices you see people make, is a function, is an expression, and it is the evidence of what is in the heart. And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show you why. You see, I need you to understand that just like Jesus Christ said, it is out of the abundance of the heart that a man speaks. The expression or the manifestation of every man that we behold in his actions or in his speech is a function of what is already in the heart. So if someone is kind, if someone is caring and loving as a character or a trait, it is as a result of the state of the person's heart. Hallelujah. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Are you following? Are you getting me? So, wrong, evil, wickedness is not just a consequence of actions, because actions are merely a manifestation of what is within. Actions are merely a picture of what is stored within the heart of a man, of what is stored within the soul of a man. The real problem stems from within. The real problem is coming from a deeper place. It is important that you learn not to judge a person just on the outward appearance, not just on what you can see, the superficial thing. Because the issue is from within, which is the heart. And that is the true root of all issues. Can I show you something? Can I show you something? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Bandila Sobrada. I'm going to show you another scripture. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. I need you to get this. I really need you to get this. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. Bible says that keep your heart, or keep thy heart, with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Are you following closely? Listen to me. If you follow closely, you are really going to be blessed. You need to pay attention to this. Bible says, and I'm reading the King James translation, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now listen to the NLT. It says that guard your heart. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So you need to understand that the heart carries weight. The heart is the seat upon which your life flows. Every issue of life, every challenge of life is an expression of what is in the heart. This is why you must make every effort to guard your heart. Aditi, you are welcome. This is why you must make every effort to protect the heart, to cover the heart, and to direct the affairs of the heart by the word of God, because out of it comes the issue of life. Listen to this. The Message Bible says that keep vigilant watch over your life. That is where life starts. Now listen to the Living Bible. It says that above all else, listen to me, the thing I'm talking about is something so important. Bible says above all else, guard your affections, for they influence everything else in your life. So your heart influences everything else in your life. Your heart influences everything in your life. Your emotions influence everything. Do you know that just by your emotions, you can lose your job? Because when your temper is so high, you might slap your boss, you might insult someone, and that can cost you your job. Do you know that sometimes when you go to an embassy for a visa, sometimes, depending on the mood of the person that is, you know, seeing you or attending to you, you can just lose your visa like that based on someone's mood or state of mind. Bible says that above all else, guard your heart, for it influences everything else in your life. Guard your heart. In fact, the Good News Bible puts it this way. Bible says that be careful how you think. Be careful how you think, because your life is shaped by your thoughts. So who you are and who a person is shaped by his thoughts, is shaped by the state of his or her heart. And that is the true root of all issues. Listen to me. If a man is ever to carry out an evil agenda, it is first of all a seed in his heart. Do you know that nobody wakes up evil? Do you know that nobody wakes up evil? Or nobody wakes up immediately and becomes a wicked person? It is something that is gradually worked out in the heart and in the mind. Please, are you following? Even the one we call Satan was not always Satan. The one we call Satan, the devil, did not just all of a sudden become the devil. He was once an angel of high order in the kingdom of God. whose name was Hallel. His name. And Bible says that he was a cherub that covereth, the anointed cherub. He was anointed. So he did not just wake up one day and decide to be an enemy of God. It was the gradual work. There was a gradual change in his heart. And that is what you need to understand, that the change that occurs in people is actually something that begins from within the heart. Listen, no man wakes up suddenly and thinks about doing evil. No man wakes up suddenly and thinks that doing evil will be nice. It is first a disposition of the heart, and then the actions begin to flow subsequently out of the heart. Are you getting what I'm teaching you? Are you getting what I'm teaching you? The root of the issue is in the heart. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's like you're not here. I'm still talking about Psalm 58 verse 2, which says that, know in your hearts ye devise wrongs. I'm teaching you something that will help you. Every evil or wickedness that you notice in people began first as a seed in the heart. Let me tell you this. The thing that leads a man to sin is the heart. It is the weakness of the heart. Because it is the heart that devises. It is the heart that plans. It is the heart that plots. And then the hand carries it out. I need you to understand that the hand doesn't work independently, but rather it operates based on the desires of the heart. So a person whose heart is hardworking, whose heart is righteous, will find something good to do. An unrighteous heart and a heart that devises wrong will find evil means to survive. Now, the question is, what are you feeding your heart with? Because evil first begins as a practice of the heart. Evil is first practiced in the heart. Therefore, actions are a mere reflection, because good or evil is first practiced in the heart. You see, the person that will have $1 million and then give to the poor, the needy, will take care of the widows and those that are deprived of society, it started in their hearts. That compulsion, that compelling power to help others, it began in their hearts. So even when they had 2 cedis, even when they had $1, they could share it. They could help others, even with their little, because it began in their heart. It is not when they are going to get $1 million that they are now going to start being generous. Their generosity started in their hearts, even when they had little. Even when they had little. Understand that the output is a mere reflection of what is hidden within you. If you don't believe me, I'm going to show you one more scripture. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Clever nos kefara dias. Now watch this. Jesus was making a statement. And I want us all to bear witness to what Jesus said. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Now, this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus said to them, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. Are you looking at this? And then an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil, for of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Maybe the King James is too strong for you. Let me show it to you in a different translation. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Living Bible. A good man produces good deeds from a good heart, and an evil man produces evil deeds from his hidden wickedness. Whatever is in the heart overflows into speech. Did you see that? A good man produces good deeds from a good heart. From a good heart. From a good heart. The foundation of what Jesus wanted to communicate to us is that it is the heart that is the producer of the works. The heart is a producer of the works. A good man is able to produce good deeds because he has a good heart. He has a heart that is able to produce good deeds. And then an evil man produces evil deeds out of the evil in his heart. So if you want to produce good deeds, then what you need is a good heart. And a good heart can only come from the Lord Jesus Christ. It becomes a produce of his righteousness and his holiness in you. Are you catching it? You see, what I need you to understand this morning is that the heart must be subjected to God, or it will become subjected to darkness. If you submit your heart to God, God now gives you that good heart. And when God works on your heart naturally produces good deeds. Praise the Lord. Righteousness is a function of the heart you have. Every heart that is not submitted to God, that is not submitted to the Holy Spirit, is ill-equipped to produce that which God sees as good. Hallelujah. But the heart, Jesus, Kandola Basatai, the heart that is submitted to the Holy Ghost, the heart that is submitted to God, has an innate ability, has an innate capacity to produce good works. How do I know this? Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And then Bible also says that for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So whenever we come into Christ and we submit ourselves to Christ, we now have the inner ability to produce good works. And this is our prayer for tonight. You are praying. Listen, I want you to take this seriously. We have just 10 minutes to close. This is your prayer this morning. Your prayer this morning is that, Lord, take my heart and make it yours. Take control and keep my eyes on you. Fill my heart with love for God and for all men. This is how we become people who have good hearts to produce good works. And then you also pray, and we are telling God that any root of evil in our hearts, any appearance of wickedness, let it be terminated this morning in the name of Jesus. Begin to lift up your voice. Kadabasha. Father, in the name of Jesus, Fenkovele Kafaya, I have come to understand that A good heart produces good works, and to produce good works, it comes from the heart. Lord, this morning I submit and subject my heart to you. Take over, Lord Jesus. Kandolo Shebratai. Ligedo Shalabato. Take control over my heart in the name of Jesus. Kado Shalelebose. Father God, Makulabose. Rakidan Tolegefenko. Ravana Shombrekidan. Take control, Makada Bashai. Liko Shabrantalagadose. Rababako Shedebose. Father, take over in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, kada baba baba, rababa shabada bada ba, in kolobo sheban talagado, rankataya shendala bako, rosoto mina klovenos kefena, rababa shaya. Father, take charge over my heart in the name of Jesus. Mekonos kobelegeso, rantos kedi devotion. Father, take charge in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, kolo shalabatai. Father, I give you glory, I give you praise. I trust in the ability of your spirit, and I pray, oh God, that let every root of wickedness, let every bitterness, let every jealousy be taken away from my heart. Lord, take control, take charge. Kadaba shagadabose, rashotovodokom, lentoko shebedekova, zentelegraskidambradila. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, take charge of my heart. Let every appearance of wickedness be terminated in the name of Jesus. Father, I understand that evil is first practiced in the heart. Give me the grace, give me the strength to practice righteousness, to practice good, to practice wonders, to practice good things, to practice kindness in the name of Jesus. Kando Solomo Rakababakoshe. I want my heart to be the heart that produces good works. I want the good works of my life not to be an occasional thing. I want it to be a permanent thing. I want to be known as a man full of love. I want to be known as a man full of kindness. I want to be known as a man full of empathy. Omako Sherebede Koma. Help me, Lord. Then Tomina Fekoshe, Lebako Shelebetoma, Rababa Shanga Dabarakatome, Velekosta Villa Coste Verkida, Radan Soklovene Shabaratiza, Leka Shandalabato, Rabababa Shabababa, Rabababa Shabababa, Rabababa Shababada Bako, Lebobo Shebede Branda, Legedosha, Legedosha, Legedosha. Rada kosta verekida, lima kosha dadabata, rakata ta ta ta, shabababa, rantayako, shebrente legedom, ranta ta 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 ta, ragada da 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 da. Yandarabasha, lift up your voice, somebody. Talk to God this morning. Mekofeno kofeno. Maybe someone has offended you. It has been hidden deep within your heart. Maybe that offense, you've not forgotten it. This morning, give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to God. Father, every iota of offense, every iota of evil, of things that I've not forgotten, anyone that I must forgive, Father, this morning give me grace to forgive the person. Koshala balabashande zentelegrasai montonemo. You need to let God take over. You need to let go and let God. Marashongles kabardias perikos kabaya zenemekosa legados kevalatai. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus for everyone under the sound of my voice. May God take over your heart. and may you be broken so that God can take over, so that God can glorify himself in your life. I pray that anything that is holding you back, any offense, any broken heart that is stopping you from producing good works, I pray that may God help you this morning in the name of Jesus. May God supply you with grace and with the ability to move forward. For some of you listening to me right now, it is because of what someone did to you that is holding you back. But from today, I speak as a man who has grace. I speak as one who has received grace to prophesy. And I speak over your life that from tonight you are freed. You are freed. You are freed and liberated from that thing that is holding you back. From today you have a free heart. Your heart shall no more be heavy. There's somebody listening to me right now. You have a heavy heart. You have a heavy heart because you are carrying so much within. But the Lord says, I should tell you that from today, he has made you free. Right now, you are made free. You are made free. You are made free. I see that burden has been lifted off you. That burden has been lifted off you. And the Lord God is giving you even double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. All the pain and humiliation you went through, all that you had to fight just to survive, the Lord is giving you double for your trouble. I feel it. I perceive it. I don't know why, but God is giving you double for your trouble. God is freeing you from the pain and the hurt from the past. God is settling things. God is making things new in your life in the name of Jesus. And I hear it so strongly in my spirit. I hear it even within my heart. God said that for your pain, for your tears, for your afflictions, he is giving you double, double for your trouble. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, I prophesy, I prophesy. God is giving you double for your trouble, and you will see the goodness of God. I said, you are being freed, you are being set free from the things that have held you back. No more setback, no more affliction, no more tears, because you are about to enter, and in fact, you have entered into a season of newness. A season of newness. The Lord will take control, will take charge. You have been in the driver's seat for too long, but I've come to prophesy that from now you have moved to the passenger seat, and God is taking over, and the Lord shall supply all your needs according Makolevashaya to his power at work in you. God shall supply all your needs according to his riches resident in glory in Christ Jesus. God will not make you suffer, because he himself shall be your source. He himself shall be the provider. He is the self-sufficient one, and because of him you shall not lack. I perceive so strongly that God is about to lift someone up from the dungeons, from the gutters, from the pits. I perceive it so strongly that God is about to lift you and shift you. And I don't know about you, but I believe it and I receive it. God is going to fill your mouth with that new testimony, with that new song. In the name of Jesus, there's going to be a shift, and then it's going to be swift, because God is about to do a new thing, and it is yet to even be unfolded, but the goodness of God will bring it to pass. The zeal of God will bring it to pass. Is it not written, Mako Shelebranta Badabadaba Sheveneko me Reke Soto Prakiva Laya Shemenon ferkida soradila recostevrakindos kepela ai cuminato fennegres cavala roscominatela mashaya legedose le balabalacose andenemecose evenon selevataya andenomos kevelaya tomreskivada. Is it not written that the eyes of the Lord are searching? Is it not written that the eyes of the Lord are searching the earth? I prophesy, may the eyes of God's favor locate you. I prophesy, may the eyes of God's goodness locate you. May you not miss your divine visitation. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you for joining this morning's prayer session. I believe so strongly that you have been blessed and God is working something good for you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the prophecies. We thank you for ministering to us this morning. Father, it is our fervent and ardent prayer that your word will stay in our hearts. It is our prayer that we will be able to produce good works as an expression of a good heart. Father, let nothing take root in us that will cause us to deviate from the right path. We pray for forgiveness of our sins. We pray and thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, and we are grateful for the good things you've set in motion in our lives. In this new year, 2024, and the new month of February that we are entering, God, show us the way and cause us to benefit of the best of the land. We give glory to you and we thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so God bless you so much for joining us. We are going to meet again. And then I believe so strongly that all things will work well for us. So, see you again. Make sure that you follow us on Podbean. Follow me, and then you can also follow our podcast known as Verities of His Word. Verities of His Word. Every session we have is always uploaded. So follow us on Verities of His Word so that when we upload tonight's teaching, you can also listen to it again and be blessed. So take care of yourself. The Lord is with you. Shalom. Bye-bye.
I don't go tired. Say yes from